And we're back here live in the studio. We're going to turn out a couple of tracks from Horace Tapscott. First from the album called The Call for the Pan-African People's Orchestra, big band recording from 1978, done in Los Angeles. And we're going to hear a Calmassi composition called the Nakatini Suite.
Thank you. Thank you.
Horace Tapscott from the album The Dark Tree, Volume 2. And that was a tune called Naya's Theme. John Carter, clarinet, Tapscott, piano, Cecil McBee, bass, Andrew Cyril on drums. That was recorded in Europe in 1989. Came out on the Hat Art Jazz label. And we opened that set up with another Horace Tapscott piece from his album The Call, and a tune called Nakatini Suite, composed by Cal Massey with a Tapscott arrangement of it there. 29 minutes after the hour, this is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. And the next set of music, I'm going to play some solo pieces here. And thought I'd play in this set a couple of tracks from Rahsaan Roland Kirk's solo album. This is an album that I may have played a cut from it many, many years ago, but I don't remember actually doing it. So I do remember back in the days when I was working at a record store on a daily basis that John Zorn was interviewed in a major jazz magazine. It might have been Downbeat. And they asked him, you know, what his favorite albums were and what records he thought were the most unique records. And this album by Rahsaan Roland Kirk, his solo record called Natural Black Inventions, Root Strata, John Zorn labeled it as he thought it was one of the most singular, unique, even weird records that he'd ever heard. And if you know anything about Rahsaan Roland Kirk, I mean, he would frequently have three or four saxophones hanging around his neck and whistles, and he's like a one-man band. And this album, it does have some overdubbing by Rahsaan, but, you know, there's pieces where he's playing a bass drum and three saxophones, and, you know, it's sort of like a street performer, like in New Orleans in the old days or whatever. And the album really has a really strange flair to it, almost like street performer, Sun Ra, weirdness, all the things thrown together. And anyway, when he mentioned this in this review, this album back in that day, I mean, if you found it used in a store, it'd be like 10 cents or something. It was like no market for it at all. And after John Zorn, you know, praised it, it was a record then that suddenly became like a collector's album and everybody wanted it at the time and that kind of thing. Also, I think Frank Zappa made reference to it at one point in time, and it sort of became this sort of like underground classic, which is unique because it was actually on Atlantic Records. But that's another unique thing about it, is the fact that a major label actually, you know, published this album. I mean, it was only a few years there, probably in the late 60s into the early 70s, where major labels would actually put something like this out. Anyway, this is a tune I'm gonna start this set off with from the album. It's called Running from the Trash. Russ on Roland Kirk. Ha ha ha!
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Abdullah Ibrahim from the album Africa, Tears and Laughter. Before that, a series of solo tracks. Two from Warren Marsh from Personal Statement, live or studio recordings at his home, 1987. Statement 1, an introduction from that. Sam Rivers from his album Portrait on the FMP label. Nice soprano saxophone solo from him. Two cuts from Rahsaan's Roland Kirk's Natural Black Invention, Root Strata, originally out on Atlantic, reissued on CD on 32 Jazz, and we heard Rahsaanica, the flute piece, and we opened it up with a saxophone piece called Running from the Trash, Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Thanks for listening to Destination Out. We'll be back again next week.